Welcome to the Daf and Practice series with Rabbi Avraham Schmidman. Today we are studying the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis teaches Amar Ulo Kolokayr Kriyashma B'Lo Tefillin Ki Ilu Meid Eda Sheker Ba'atzmo. One who recites Kriyashma without Tefillin says Ula, it's as if he has borne false testimony about himself. After all, in Kriyashma we say Ukshartim Lo'os Al Yadecha. For a person to recite Kriya Shema and not be wearing tefillin, violating that idea, it's as if they're bearing false testimony. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, seemingly echoes this idea by saying, Ki ilu hikriv ola b'lo mincha, zevach b'lo nesachim. It's as if one has brought a carbon ola without the flower offering, or a carbon without the libations, without the nesachim. So you see that it's prohibited to recite Kriya Shema without tefillin. One has to wonder then, why is it such a common practice that people do recite Kriya Shema without tefillin, especially if people are concerned that they have not yet recited Kriya Shema and the Zman for Kriya Shema is about to come, people will recite Kriya Shema even though they're not wearing tefillin. Some people point to a Rashi in Parshas Balak where, commenting on the Pasuk, where Balak says about the Jewish people, Hein am kalavi yakum, behold, they are like a lioness that arises. What does it mean that the Jewish people are like a lioness that arises? So Rashi says that they get up in the morning, Shachris, and immediately they strengthen themselves like a lioness, like a lion, to grab mitzvos, to wear talis, to recite Shema, and to put on tefillin. By virtue of the fact that Rashi refers to putting on tefillin after reciting Shema, suggests that one may recite Shema without wearing tefillin. Nonetheless, this idea is difficult because the Gemara certainly seems to openly say that one should be wearing tefillin when reciting Kriya Shema. So, in fact, the position of Rashi is difficult. Rav Meir Arik, who had encyclopedic genius in his Sefer Tal Torah and also in his Tshuvas Imre Yoshech El Gimel Simon Chav Tes, suggests that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is not merely echoing the position of Ula. Ula said that whoever reads Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's as if they're bearing false testimony. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan says it's as if one brought a carbon ola without a mincha or a zevach without nesachim. So he suggests that there's a significant difference between these two opinions. Namely, what happens if a person recites Kriya Shema and then afterwards puts on tefillin? So the Rambam in Hilchos Perek Beis of Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos points out that a person can bring a zevach and then has 10 days afterwards to bring nesachim. And the halacha is actually like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, if Kriya Shema without tefillin is like a carbon without nesachim, so then, just like in the case of a zevach, one could bring the nesachim later, so too, with regards to Kriya Shema could be recited first, and then later, tefillin can be put on. According to Ula, however, even the first time that we recite Kriya Shema, it has to be with tefillin. So, Rameir Arik suggests that we follow the viewpoint of Rabbi Yochanan. Another common answer that's offered is that even according to the position of Ula, that it's as if one is made Eda Sheker, that's only if a person never puts on tefillin subsequently. However, if a person does put on tefillin after Kriya Shema, so even Ula would admit that it's not being made Eda Sheker, because as long as at some point one does so, then that's okay. This is the position of the Shas HaTshuvas Beis Yitzchok, Archayim Simen Yud Zayin, the Tshuvas of the Levushim Mordechai, Archayim Madura Tlitzoy, Simen Hei, the Tshuvas of the Marshag, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Beis, of Kotten Gimel, the Tshuvas of the Marsham, Chelek Gimel Simen Shin Tes, the Tshuvas of the Eretz Tzvi, Simen Lamed Gimel, and others. From a halachic standpoint, on a practical level, since the majority of poskim hold that one may put on tefillin after reciting Shema and then recite Shema with tefillin, that that's okay, it is permissible to rely on this lenient position.